Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Mary Jo, and I'm going to be reading The Best Kind of Friend. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this avenue of prayer that we have, that we can come to you, that we can ask you as a friend to help us in our time of need. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who guides and directs and comforts us in our time of need. Lord, I pray for the women who are listening today. I pray that they would be drawn heavenward to where you are inside of them. And I pray that you would speak to them. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would, as the great comforter, draw them close and hold them close. I thank you that you are faithful, that you never forsake us. And we bless your name today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture for today is found in John 17, verses 20 and 21. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. John 17, verses 20 and 21. May I suggest that while a friend who won't let you down is wonderful, a friend who is willing to pray with you and lift you up is even better. Someone who knows and understands what is going on in your life. I mean the good, the bad, and the ugly. And isn't satisfied with the way things are, but believes in you for God's best. A committed prayer partner who believes and prays with you. Faith-filled prayers of the word that lead to the higher, more stable ground until you experience victory, though it may seem light years away. You see, there is such strength and power when we pray together. It meets a deep need in each of us. We need to be in unity with the Spirit of God, Jesus, and each other as we pray for what God wants. I believe this is what Jesus was praying for in John 17, verses 20 through 26, when he prayed that we would be one. Praying is how we behold his glory. Praying is how miracles happen. He wants this unity more than we think we need it. And we need it more than we may realize. For those of you who don't know me, I am an ordinary 50-something mom, married to an extraordinarily patient, loving guy. I really mean that. Our 7 kids, 3 are married now to beautiful God-ordained spouses, so that makes 9, are completely normal. Ha! My children are more accurately described as rambunctious, crazy, adorable, stiff-necked, rebellious, beautiful, stubborn, sweet, and heartwarming. Am I redefining normal? You should know that this mom needs friends and a whole lot of prayer. A few years ago, a good friend I have known for quite some time approached me with an idea. What if we committed to praying with and for each other, our families, our husbands, and those around us once a week? Both of us were smack dab right in the middle of raising our larger-than-average families. We were groping for life and desperately wanting to come out on the other end at least halfway sane, but above all, we wanted to see our kids come to pursue truth and love God with all of their hearts. I didn't just want, I needed this. And so our partnership in prayer began with a few other equally desperate moms. We wept as we confessed and shared failures. We willingly became transparent. We witnessed miracles and we grew in unity until we became inseparable. Most of all, we prayed. And boy, did we pray. We were one big praying mess. Holy mamas crying out for Jesus in our lives. And I'm pretty sure our kids thought we were holy weirdos. I still need this. It's been almost 7 years under the bridge and we are still a team, praying strong. God has added the Help Club for Moms to my life, providing an even larger circle of praying partners committed to doing life together. We do 10-minute prayer calls once a week, and goodness, the difference that little phone call can make. Moms, I have witnessed miracles come out of this. Yes, it does take commitment, but I do not know where I would be today without the prayers of my friends. I cannot afford not to commit. Finding a prayer partner is easy. Do you need one? Ask God to bring her to you. The only requirement is another transparent, desperate, and willing person who needs prayer too. So that includes any honest Christian woman. If you have not already, you should go ahead and find someone. And be willing to step out, be friendly, and ask if they would like to do real life with you. I know how scary it is to be vulnerable in prayer, but the return is so worth it. Your life will never be the same. This is what happens. We become one with Jesus, our Father, and the Holy Spirit, when we pray together, and that changes everything. I hope this really encourages you to step out and simply ask a friend if they want to pray with you. It truly is life-changing. And if it helps at all, remember that we are all the same. We all have struggles. We all have failures. And we all have needs and we all have wants. And when we come together to pray for each other, it is so life-giving and encouraging. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your encouragement today. Lord, I pray for the ones who really desire to have a good friend to pray with. I pray that you would lead, that you would guide and direct that person to find their person to pray with. I thank you that you hear our prayers. I thank you that you care very, very deeply. And I give you all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.